Sunusha Naidu, Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue. Good morning. How are you doing? Have you been out there yet?
No, I haven't been yet.
Really? No, really? What have you been doing all day, Sunusha?
What have I been doing all day? I've been sleeping.
No, absolutely. I'm really, really only giving you a hard time. It is 8:47 on a public holiday. You're allowed. You are absolutely allowed. So tell me, what do you think the impact of this election is going to be on the ruling party?
Well, there's all kinds of surveys and predictions. I mean, in the metros, there's this prediction that the ruling party may not get 50%. Particularly in Tshwane and Johannesburg, in other metros, and of course Nelson Mandela Bay. And then, of course, there's the question of whether it retains a kind of 50% plus, you know, overall in terms of the PR vote. It's very dicey, Howard, at this point in time, because you're looking at the election results from 2016, 2019, etc. You can see that the party is hovering in that region between 53% and 57%. Now, given the current state of affairs, given the questions around the challenges both internally and externally for the party, the fact that its governance deficit hasn't really been a draw card for the electorate, I think that when you look at those factors, I'm of the view, and my gut feeling says that the party will hover around 50%. In certain metros, maybe in those non-metro areas, it will go up to about just around about 60. But again, you know, this is all speculation. It all depends on voter turnout. And of course, you know, things like the weather will affect people, whether they go out to vote, questions around whether people are knowledgeable about why they're getting 2 ballots in metros, why they're getting 3 ballots in a municipality with a local council. Those are all things that will be part and parcel of the feeling. And, of course, the other point to make is how people felt around the weekend. You know, if they had a good weekend, are they recovering on Monday? Are they going to make a late start to the station, to the voting station? You know, I'll go later because I've got time. It's a public holiday. All of these things are going to be critical.
It really is. And in fact, Wendy Kahn is saying, and she's the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, saying voting station, the one that she went to, is empty at the moment. Please let people go out and vote. It takes 5 minutes. So, Sunusha, what do we do about that? What do we do about, you know, we complain so much. Surely people have got to go and vote.
Yeah, I mean, we see this, and then I've seen a few articles you know, people who are considered to be critical voices in society, influencers on social media, saying that if you vote, you cannot go out and vote because if you don't vote, then you don't have the right to complain. But I do think that it's also your democratic right not to do so. You know,
I guess. Choice, right? Yes, but so, you know what? It is your democratic right, of course, not to vote. And if that's what you choose, not because you're lazy and can't be bothered to choose it, that's different. But if you really just can't be bothered, then I'm not sure that counts, does it? Maybe it does.
No, I think the point about the democracy, or the point about the fact that you say to yourself, you know, I'll go out and vote, or I don't want to go out and vote, or I'm uncertain, or I'm still not decided about, you know, who to vote for. It's your right. It's your choice. In life, you have free will, and that is what it is. And I think that what makes this election so pivotal about this actual ability or this right to vote issue is the fact that people are feeling almost stumped, you know, when it comes to who do they vote for. So the apathy, looking at the Ipsos survey, around 30% plus people are feeling really, really kind of uncertain or not sure, or does my vote make a difference? Do I trust the politicians? Do I trust the political parties? I mean, these are very big issues. But also, if your experience up until now has been one where your circumstances has not changed, then you're kind of ambivalent. You're kind of caught between two spaces where you think, I go out and vote, but who do I vote for? And that is something that's quite important in this election. Because when you look at the Ipsos survey, I think what is really interesting is the fact of the matter is people are uncertain. They, you know, people may want to go out and vote. They may want to exercise their vote. But when you're looking at that long list of 320-plus electoral parties, and it, of course, varies across across the country in terms of the metros, in terms of the non-metro areas and so forth, you're kind of stumped because the ruling party hasn't performed well. The opposition parties are there, but they're not there. They haven't come to the party, so to speak, mind the pun. Yeah. And the others is about independence. It's about parties that have been newly formed. It's about small parties. It's about the your IFPs, your Freedom Front Plus. Then, of course, there's the EFF. I think that's what makes people not necessarily not wanting to vote because they're saying, oh, who do I vote for? It's a waste of time. It's that uncertainty because you're not sure of what you're going to get. And I think that's the problem here. And that is why I think when you say to people, go out and vote, it's your right to vote. When you're sitting in that voting booth, I think you're in a cross-strait dilemma because you're not sure. Because none of the parties have actually proven themselves, the ones that we know of, and the ones that have been newly formed, we don't know what their variable is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Linda says, I'm back. Q at Summerwood School was not very long. The whole thing took about 40 minutes. Marion says, Ward 90 Parkmore area, fairly busy, but as older people, we were in and out in 20 minutes. So quite a somber atmosphere. That's interesting. That is interesting that the atmosphere there was quite somber. Sunusha, do you think that there is a good chance that next week or however long it takes for the votes to really be fully counted, that we will not have an ANC municipality in Johannesburg?
I think there are very likelihoods that you will have coalition negotiations in the key metro and municipalities, particularly the metro. I think one of the other points to bear in mind as well is the voter turnout is a critical factor in what will be the impact on political parties. So, you know, again, the Ipsos survey as well as the News 24 survey are putting it at speculative levels. If it's a high voter turnout, it bodes well for the ANC. If it's a medium voter turnout, it's still a good performance for the ANC. But I think where you're going to have low vote turnout, it brings in the play of opposition parties, the DA, EFF, and so forth, Freedom Front Plus. I think what is important here is that voter turnout, because in the medium to low, it does play a significant role for whether or not coalition politics is also possible, where you're just kind of meeting the bare minimum in, say, Tshwane or in Johannesburg. But the analysis so far tends to point to the fact that the ANC will have to be in negotiation mode for coalitions. And I think the Deputy Secretary General had indicated that last week in one of the statements that there is enough ruling out that possibility. I think in the more deep-seated non-metro areas, the ANC will still come out 50%, if not higher than 50%, 55% maybe there. I stand corrected. But I think in the metros, it's going to be a hard sell because your metros are massive. Your Johannesburg, your Tshwane, they may win Ekurhuleni, but again, in Nelson Mandela Bay, it has to be looked at. Of course, in the Cape Metro, I think the DA is in the pound seat, so that's not necessarily something to worry about for the ANC. But I think and of course, even in Kagwini, the ANC is in a majority, but again, it's quite a tightly run race. So wherever there's going to be fragility around whether the ANC makes the 50+1 and doesn't need to go into coalition negotiations, that's where we've got to watch the space. But again, I would say that in the metros, there's a perception of lower voter turnout versus non-metro areas.
That's Sanusha Naidu, Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue.